crossover.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossover. Cross him up and sit him down.
The Crossover is brought to you by William Hill Caesars Sports on 1620 The Zone.
Time for the Crossover, Gary Sharp Show. Good morning, Gary. Happy World Series Day.
Good morning.
Surprised that the Astros are a shorter fave than the Brewers were over the Astros?
Maybe a little bit. Are you?
It got bet up to what it is, right? It's now they're plus 125. They open at plus 120.
Yep.
So like 145, 120. Now it's 150 to 125.
Yep.
That's for as prohibitive a favorite as everybody's telling me the Astros are. It seems like it should be more.
It's the most complete team Atlanta's played.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That lineup is a headache, man. Just don't swing at bad pitches and they grind you. Have fun.
I hope it goes seven.
Me too.
Hope there's some entertainment. It goes seven and we're talking baseball for a while because once December 2nd hits, we won't be talking baseball for a while.
I don't know. People are kind of dooming and glooming that CBA agreement, but you know what? Like, what if it gets figured out?
It'll get figured out. It just won't be for
after
for
the
a
lockout.
While. It won't be for a while. Like when I have friends that are in front offices and run spring training facilities, and they're planning for the worst. Now there will still be minor league baseball, but major league baseball is going to be in for a.
Hey, did anybody really explain the housing agreement to you? Like, how is that working?
They have to pay. Minor league teams have to pay for the housing of their players.
I thought major league baseball was going to foot the bill.
It's going to be a co-agreement.
Is it?
Yeah. But that relationship is really weird. It's not, Major League Baseball would like to kind of phase out minor league baseball, but they can't. So it was the first year was a weird relationship between Major League and minor league baseball. Hopefully it'll get better because Major League Baseball needs the operators of minor league baseball.
So they just dump that money back into overseas scouting? Like, that can't in the long run be cheaper.
No, what they want, the plan was to have you control your own prospects. You control everybody that's under your contract. So you have academies, you have everybody's at a same site where you've got control of everybody.
Like a developmental, like a great big facility.
Instead of sending them out. Major League Baseball is asking for a lot. I mean, a lot of minor league teams who already struggled through COVID not playing for a year now have to upgrade their stadiums. They have to do a bunch of other things. Just costs that were not there before Major League Baseball took over minor league baseball.
Mm.
We'll see. I hope we get a good series. I hope it's long. I hope that it's entertaining. There will be a chaos game. You have to pick what game that's going to be. Will there just be absolute chaos will happen? You know, Brett Phillips. Last year in the World Series.
Are you a doubting Thomas, Josh, or are you all in?
I'm definitely doubting. Nervous. Anxiety ridden.
Really?
I'm very excited, but at the same time,
Is it because you think they're so much better, or is it because Atlanta doesn't win meaningful things under your watch?
Both things can be true. It's kind of that October baseball thing where every pitch is just so intense and sometimes you think you're better off not watching.
So do you think people in Georgia would take a World Series title or Georgia winning a national championship in football this year?
People in Georgia would rather the Braves winning it. Because Georgia is split. I mean, not the whole state. It's all for the Bulldogs. Oh, the whole state's for the Braves.
And it's a pro city, right?
Atlanta definitely is. Yeah,
I mean, love themselves some dogs, though.
They do. They do love them.
That's,
I mean, it's been
since 41 years.
Yeah, 1980.
So Herschel Walker ain't walking back onto the football field. Now, he might walk back into, you know, politics in Georgia, but he ain't walking back onto the football field.
No, I actually think this is their best chance to get it done.
Well, it'd be great for the city. I mean, Atlanta wins a World Series title and the Dogs win the national championship. I don't think, where is the national championship this year? Is it Arizona?
Yeah, it's in the...
Wouldn't that be something if it was at Mercedes-Benz?
That'd be pretty cool.
I think it is, though.
Well, I mean, they had an opportunity before.
I think it's in AZ. Okay.
They had an opportunity before to win a national title there, and Alabama had this freshman quarterback that came in.
Out of nowhere.
Yes, yeah. On, what was it, second, Tua and 26.
Yep.
Let me see this touchdown rotation. Pass.
Yeah. Says it's at Lucas Oil.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Wow, that's nice.
We're going to get these southern teams coming to the Midwest during a blizzard.
Yeah, 18. Yep, the Cotton Bowl drew it this year.
Gives you a little bit of change.
On the 31st?
The semifinals?
Yeah, and Monday's the first.
Yeah, every other year they're doing that.
So, yeah, they go Lucas Oil for the championship, and the Cotton Bowl has the semis.
That's good that it's going to be in the Midwest.
I do. I think it's pretty cool.
And Cap 1 is the other sites for the Orange Bowl. So you got Hard Rock and AT&T.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I'd like to see U.S. Bank Stadium make a pitch for the national championship of college football. Now, in Indianapolis, it makes a little bit more sense. It's where the NCAA is based, sure. And they're used to hosting Final Fours. But U.S. Bank Stadium they can host. I mean, it would be nice to have, like, every 5 years a national championship for college football in these parts.
Tell you what, Lucas Oil did the right thing naming that thing. That is been a nice little jackpot for the NCAA having that stadium right there in your hometown.
Before they imploded it, they had the RCA Dome.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. That was good.
Over the combine.
Man, like, they've hosted some things.
Yeah, I hope, but it sounds like they're going to lose the combine. Because the NFL realizes the impact of that now, and they still want to start moving it around.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But it's like ideal there.
It is. It's perfect.
You know, that's just crazy. Like, selling the sites to host the combine is a way to make more money. I mean, how much is ever enough for those guys?
Well, I mean, did you ever think the NFL would take the draft on the road?
Nope.
No.
I mean, they had a gold mine, and then they're like, oh,
and I never thought the NFL
would
be selling their product to streaming services either, so mm-hmm. I guess, you know, anything can happen.
I mean, the NFL will do the NFL will do anything to make a buck.
I do like moving the draft around because it does bring it to a – like, not everybody's going to be able to go to New York. That facility mm-hmm. was so small. It was difficult to get in. Now I can just, you know, go to Chicago, or I can go to Philly, or I can go to Dallas, whatever. I think that was kind of cool. But the combine, I don't know. It belongs in Indianapolis, in my opinion.
Welcome to Ohio.
So what, the NFL draft next year is Vegas, right?
Yes.
And then it's Kansas City or Lambeau?
I think it's Kansas City.
Okay. That I don't
They messed
know.
Everything up goes, when they had to skip the year. When Vegas got bumped because of COVID.
So Vegas will have it, and they were building that stage.
And Detroit's supposed to eventually have it. That's what they said.
So they were building that stage at the Bellagio, where people would walk across by the fountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when it's in Kansas City,
anything
I'll go.
You have in Vegas
is going to look cool in Kansas City.
Anything you have in Vegas is going to be a hit.
Well, that's
why. I mean,
that
place would be a circus.
That's why I think Vegas, like, look at the other night. You could go to the Raiders game, and then once the Raiders game is over, you could walk just down the street and go watch the Golden Knights play.
It's like 8:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually, Vegas is going to host everything. They'll get the Final Four, the national championship in football. They got a Super Bowl. And they've already hosted the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to – that'll be a destination. I mean, the national championship of college football is destined to be there soon.
Yep.
I know one thing. Well, actually, I don't. I take that back. If you're the Big Ten and that you have that permanent – you do the whole permanent site thing with Lucas Oil, do you ever take that game outside?
I don't know. We've all seen outdoor games in the first weekend in December. I mean, there were some miserable games at Arrowhead. But isn't the goal to get the best team to have the best – available game for two teams to get your best champion in.
Sometimes people say that, and I guess with the Big Ten, it isn't as big a deal unless you're Ohio State, which is usually building your team to play on the national level. But sometimes, man, you build your teams to be able to win in October and November, and you have to play the game a certain way. And that doesn't reveal itself sometimes in championship games when you go to ideal spots.
So if you're going to go outdoors, really, the only place that would make sense is Chicago. You play at Soldier Field.
Now, it would be different in the pros, right? Because you have salary caps and you draft those guys and your rosters are your rosters. But, I mean, you don't think Chicago thinks about a quarterback that can cut the wind better than a team like different than New Orleans who drafts a guy that gets to play in the dome much time?
Do you think, though, they've had a month?
It was weird that Baker was taken by Cleveland.
I think they've had a month, though. They've had the month of November if they have any of those questions. I just think when you get to the championship game, you want a good track. You don't want elements playing the role, and you want the best team that is – you want your best team to get to the playoff. And why handicap yourself when you look at the SEC as playing indoors? The ACC and the Pac-12 are essentially playing in warm weather, even though Seems like it's always raining and gloomy at both of those sites. But why? And, you know, the Big 12 is indoors. Mm-hmm. I just think keep it indoors.
And I know that it doesn't mean as much, but so you're talking about playing the national championship game in like a place like Minneapolis. There is the whole idea of being able to get people to the game, be able to do events around the game, too. If you got a snowstorm, they don't want to be dealing with that.
You're talking about corporate sponsors and stuff?
Yeah, corporate sponsors, just people coming into town and actually spending money in the city, being able to go out and do things.
But how many people do you think, like for a national championship for college football, which is on a Monday, make it like I'm going to be there for a week? You know, like the Super Bowl is different.
I know for New Orleans, they talk about, you know, it's tens of millions of dollars in terms of economic impact. So I don't know what it would be if they couldn't go outside. And there's always that danger of you're just going from tunnel to skywalk, the tunnel to skywalk or whatever. Mm.
Yeah. They pulled off the Super Bowl. I mean, yeah.
Detroit pulled off the Super Bowl in the middle of a snowstorm, and we know what happened there. I mean, people, you know, couldn't go anywhere.
We know the Super Bowl is never going back outside. New York had the last one that's outside. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to have a Super Bowl again outdoors.
Yeah.
I just think,
not in a cold weather place.
Remember how miserable it was in Dallas that one year?
And the ice storm.
People couldn't get anywhere.
Yeah.
I think for your championship game, if you're essentially guaranteed one, you want to make it so you have equal conditions. Mm-hmm. You don't have anything, any outside thing that's playing it, and have the best game possible to put on the best display. Not play in a miserable snowstorm where it's 6-3.
Yeah. I just, you know, like if it's Dodgers and Yankees in the World Series, I mean, baseball's different in October in New York than it is in Los Angeles, right? Sure. Like, there's a mm-hmm. definite advantage for the Yankees to go there. And you know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff happens. It's part of sports.
Did you enjoy Nebraska in Jerry's World or Nebraska at Arrowhead?
No, you know what I don't enjoy? I didn't enjoy reading all the time when I was a kid or in high school that, you know, Nebraska's got to play down in Florida and deal with the temps when you were either playing Miami or Florida State. Like, I didn't love that either.
See, that's
you know, like, so
now that's part of expanding to 12 that is very interesting that I kind of like is the teams that don't have the bye that are playing in the opening round will host on campus.
Yeah, I like that.
So you could make a SEC team come north to play the second or third weekend in December.
That's the hope.
I mean, but then go a step further. Why not? Then why make it a disadvantage for the top four seeds? If one of them is from
the
north,
get a home game.
Yeah, they don't get to play at home. Yeah. They've got to go and play in a dome or a warm weather site.
I get it.
They should also be able to host. Yeah. Like Ohio State, shouldn't they be able to host on December 21st? You know, Alabama or Georgia or Florida or somebody
I'd like to see Georgia go to Michigan.
That'd be cool.
Because if you then have one of the top four seeds and you put them in a neutral site indoors, then all of a sudden you've lost you don't get rewarded for being one of the top four seeds.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, some teams are built to win their conference, and it's played a certain way. And you get on the national scale, and it's different, right?
Yeah, when we first started talking about this, obviously Nebraska was a little more relevant in terms of top 20, top 10. But it would be the biggest game ever played in Memorial Stadium.
Oh, playoff game,
So you play a semifinal game there. Yeah. If it ever worked out where you did the home, that'd be the biggest game ever played there.
Dude, can you imagine?
It'd be amazing.
Can you imagine Bama coming to Lincoln in December?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the criticisms was, what happens if it was, this is Kansas State, was actually pretty good. Well, how would they find enough hotel rooms in Manhattan, right?
Yeah.
That was the big thing. Dude, they'll figure it out. Don't worry.
They do this about eight Saturdays.
Saturday, exactly. Yeah.
No, it would be... That would be enticing to expand to 12, but don't penalize the top four seeds saying, hey, now you get to go to a neutral site game.
It'd be great to have a home all the way through until the championship game.
It would be.
You'd approach the regular season differently. You wouldn't just be playing to get in. You'd be playing to host.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's why the encouragement of the bye. That encouragement of the bye is scheduling harder, knowing you can't lose a game.
And I'm sure the people in the South are saying the same thing. Oh, Alabama will welcome a team from the north that's got to come outdoors, and you know they haven't been outdoors for a whole month. I love the idea of on-campus playoff games.
Sure,
but make sure the top four don't all of a sudden have an equal. You know, they don't have the advantage of, hey, we were the number one seed and we got to go play in a dome against a team that if they had to come to our place, they would be miserable.
Yeah, I'm telling you, part of that being miserable is something I'd like to see teams negotiate, right? Like, even at the high school level where the weather is the same, like, it's not going to be vastly different going at, you know, playing at you know, Fineman Stadium than it is Phelps. Like, you want a home game because it just feels different.
Look at USC last week against Notre Dame. That game was like 34, 35 degrees.
Yep.
I mean, those guys have been in really nice weather, and just your body having to deal with that transition can't be easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, so over in Iowa, all the semifinals and finals are in the dome in Cedar Falls.
Mm.
Because
optimal
of
optimal weather.
Yep.
Yeah.
They don't want to. Well, and they also want, you know, okay, you know you're going to play. Okay, there's not going to, you know, you're playing at 2 o'clock. It's not a snowstorm came in and now you're playing at 5 or you have to move it to another day. They already know that the semifinals are going to be played and the finals are going to be played and it's going to be warm. And so you're also trying to attract more people.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, we just had this conversation a couple of weeks ago at Westside where once they saw that snow forecast hit, they knew that Bellevue West was going to have to play in it too. But Bellevue West was better suited the way that they played.
Yeah.
Better suited for snow than Westside was. Like,
and that was unfortunate because, I mean, that snow completely changed Westside.
Yeah, and unfortunately, like, you know, a lot of that staff says, you know, so did 2 305-pound defensive tackles.
Yeah.
As Westside staff would say, they still don't know if they would have blocked those guys if the weather had been nicer.
But you would have liked to have seen... Like
them be able to get a snap instead of rolling five out of the first seven snaps back off the ground. Yeah.
You know, like Avante Dickerson matching up with Betts on a fast track.
Yeah.
Instead of on a snow covered field.
Right.
But this is the part of the country we live in, so you deal with those elements.
Teams put their stuff together. If you're playing in November, you have to have a certain kind of you have to be able to go to a certain kind of offense. It's just how you have to build for your season, right? It's like at some point you better be able to get underneath center.
Elements or not, just imagine having in the playoffs, have to go on the road, what that atmosphere would be like. Like imagine, let's say, I don't know.
Cincinnati? You got to
go to Georgia.
Go to Georgia, obviously.
I mean, you got to go play between the hedges.
That'd be awesome. Oh. Yeah.
Panther
Stadium, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that's actually one of the few stadiums that would be on my bucket list on a Saturday.
It is. It's an experience. I mean, it's pretty cool to see him.
Certainly, a night game in almost any place. You know, Baton Rouge obviously would be pretty cool to have a night game there. But,
yeah.
Penn State gets a night game. Ohio State gets a night game.
Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
T-town.
I've seen
where they turn the when the
but
they score a touchdown.
Where would everybody go? Where are the hotels? Sorry. But the hotels.
People don't realize, you know what? These college towns do this 8 Saturdays a year.
And they do it. Yes.
They accommodate 90,000 people.
And the rest of the state, because many people don't even go. They just tailgate outside.
I mean, but there will also be the consideration of, if you're a fan, picking and choosing.
Yes.
Are you going to hold out hope that you'll make it to the next round and that's where you want to go?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to say, just make it to the final. I want to go, but I can't go to three
gotta
spots.
Pick one, yeah.
I got to go to one.
Because most everybody will have to travel twice. That's would be 5 through 12, right?
Yep.
But if you're a fan, you know, it's back-to-back weeks unless it's within driving distance.
It's like we've all gone through it with the NFC Championship game, AFC Championship game, right? You have to decide. Are you going to go there or are you going to hold out hope they make the Super Bowl? I picked the NFC Championship game because I wasn't confident.
I did the same thing. I went to the AFC Championship game, and then I wanted to go to the Super Bowl. And
I don't think we'd have to worry about it, but it was going to be interesting for me to see what Nebraska fans would have decided between the bowl game and Ireland, or were you going to Ireland regardless? You know.
See, I think that'll be a popular trip.
I bet you it will. People do love to travel with Nebraska, and what a great trip. It looks like it's set up to be really fun.
If you've never been there before.
Especially if you like to golf.
Yeah. If you've never been there before, and then you add in a football game.
Yep.
In a foreign country?
Yeah.
What a great experience.
Before, get your golfing in, visit, travel. That'd be awesome.
Mm.
Who do you think you would be going there to see play quarterback?
Logan Smothers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get into all that.
Why not?
Is that what my man Frost says?
Yeah.
I don't want to get into all that.
I don't know. That's a to-be-determined quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think it would.
A transfer portal quarterback?
I don't know. It might be three quarterbacks.
So your three choices are a transfer portal quarterback, Adrian Martinez, or Logan Smothers - Heinrich Harburg. That's your ABC.
Today I would probably put Martinez last.
So B would be last, and A or C would be first.
Mm-hmm. I think Logan Smothers takes the first snap of next year. Okay. Does he take the last
C
snap?
Would be first.
That's to be determined.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait. I'm just trying to get through Purdue.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, come on, Quentin, get three. Pick three.
Trying to get through Purdue. All right, man. Have a good show.
Thanks.